KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have clear skies at 69 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 93. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Western Iowa news, chemicals leaking from a semi-trailer forced authorities to close a portion of Interstate 29 on Sunday. The Iowa Department of Public Safety says a motorist noticed the leak and flagged down the semi at around 12:30 p.m. in Harrison County. The leaking liquids were determined to be hazardous, so both north and southbound lanes were closed and traffic was diverted around the closed area. Hazmat teams were called in. The liquids were later identified as hydrogen peroxide and other chemicals. A dispatcher said the lanes were reopened at around 11 o'clock last night. A man from South Dakota was flown by helicopter to a hospital in Omaha following a crash on Interstate 29 in Harrison County Sunday afternoon. The State Patrol says the accident happened on I-29 southbound near mile marker 90 at around 3:30 p.m., a 2013 Harley-Davidson motorcycle driven by 49-year-old Walter Jessup of Bresford, South Dakota, was traveling in the left lane when a 2013 Toyota Prius in the right lane in front of him slowed down and began to enter the left lane due to the traffic that was backed up ahead from the accident. The cycle struck the Toyota in the rear driver's side fender. After the collision, the motorcycle came to rest in the median after having flipped end over end. The Prius came to rest on the west shoulder of I-29 southbound. Jessup was transported by LifeNet to Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. The driver of the Toyota, 61-year-old Doyle Kroom of Webster, South Dakota, was not injured. A man from Pottawatomie County was arrested after 2 a.m. today after Omaha police pursued a stolen 1997 Honda Civic bearing Nebraska license plates to the state line on Interstate 480. Council Bluffs police then got behind the vehicle at South 35th and 9th Avenue. Officers initiated a pursuit on the vehicle after it failed to stop. The pursuit was low speed, with reaching up to 40 miles per hour through the city. Officers successfully deployed stop sticks, deflating the vehicle's tires. The vehicle crashed into the median at West Broadway and 36th Street in Council Bluffs, where the driver was taken into custody with the assistance of the Iowa State Patrol. He was identified as 23-year-old John Lindemann Jr. of Council Bluffs. He was arrested on several charges, including theft in the second degree and eluding. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest at around 1:11 a.m. today of Daryl Rodney Newberry II of Carthage, Texas. Newberry was taken into custody in Corning for public intoxication. Early Sunday morning, three people were arrested in Corning following an assault and a fight in progress. Angela Goodvin of Corning was arrested at around 12:30 a.m. Sunday for an assault involving a baseball bat in the 800 block of 7th Street in Corning. Goodvin was charged with domestic abuse. Just before 1 a.m. Sunday, Donald Hanover was arrested at Lake Icaria following an investigation into a fight in progress. Hanover was charged with disorderly conduct and public intoxication. And at around 3:50 p.m. Sunday, 54-year-old Gary Glenn Snyder of Corning was arrested following a traffic stop at Highway 148 and 183rd Street. Snyder was taken into custody for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports an arrest was made Sunday in connection with a possible fight in progress involving a knife in Imogene. The suspect had fled the scene prior to law enforcement's arrival. Deputies determined, though, that 35-year-old Lyle Stogdill of Imogene had been in an altercation with another male and displayed a knife in a threatening manner. Stogdill was arrested later at a location in Shenandoah with the assistance of the Shenandoah Police Department. He was taken into custody for assault while displaying a weapon, going armed with intent, and domestic abuse. No injuries were reported. Stogdill was being held in the Fremont County Jail pending further court proceedings. Sheriff's officials in Taylor County say a man was arrested Sunday on numerous charges. 31-year-old Eduardo Cantu Diaz of Lenox was arrested in the 300 block of North Pine Street in Lenox. He was charged with aggravated domestic assault, obstruction of emergency communications, disorderly conduct, and interference with official acts, and was being held in the Taylor County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office was assisted on the scene by Taylor County EMS and deputies of the Adams County Sheriff's Department. Police in Red Oak report the arrest at around 2 a.m. Sunday of 40-year-old Rodney Dean Klein, Jr. of Red Oak. He was taken into custody at the intersection of 5th and Hammond Streets in Red Oak for public intoxication and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Klein was transported to Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. Dispatch reports early Saturday afternoon, said that only minor injuries had occurred during a two-vehicle collision southwest of Atlantic. Emergency crews, including Lewis First Responders, Atlantic Fire and Rescue, Medevac Ambulance, and deputies of the Cass County Sheriff's Office responded to the scene off Highway 6 near the dairy farm. An SUV came to rest in a cornfield, while a car came to rest in the field. The vehicles came, occupants were outside their vehicles when emergency personnel arrived, and no other details were immediately available. In our funeral announcements, George Cordick, age 79 of Bridgewater, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A massive Christian burial for George Cordick will be today at 11 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Alvin Fox, age 82 of Bridgewater, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Alvin Fox will be held on Tuesday, tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. Cecil Buckner, age 71 of Des Moines, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Cecil Buckner will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. A luncheon will be held at the church immediately following the service. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Jean Williams, age 68 of Messina, died Friday at her home. Private family graveside services for Jean Williams will be held. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is assisting the family. And Cheryl Lynn Zimmerman, age 59 of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Memorial services for Cheryl Zimmerman will be held at a later date. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.